This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Danny Palmer.
Hey, so, first of all, what brings you here to the Gadget Show Live?
Well, it's a bit, it's a step back by one of your colleagues, stepping back away from the Jube stand. It's a bit noisy. I'm here with my own product. It's called the Jube, which I invented. We just walked over to a really quiet area, but now it's gone even louder. So, perhaps we want to go over here?
Yeah, it's much more quieter. I guess the thing with the Gadget Show Live is so loud everywhere.
You never find anywhere quiet. Anyway, yes, I'm here at the Gadget Show, actually Live 2012, with my percussion drum called the Jube. I invented it 7 years ago, and it's in the shape of a cube, and it has four playable sides. And I'm trying to get into schools, I'm trying to get it to the professional market as well. So it's a very simple product, sounds like a conga, sounds like a bongo, sounds like the cajon, but better, and all in one. So I'm just trying to have a go at something I'm really passionate about.
So what gave you the idea for the Jube then?
Well, like I say, I've always been a musician. From the age of, in 1992, I started playing the sax. But I've always been a percussionist. I think while I've been playing football, it's been lying stagnant. Now I've retired, I'm a little bit older. I'm an old man, I can do what I really want to do, and that's play percussion. I've invented my own percussion instrument, and I'm just trying to get it out to the masses. And as you can see, well, you can't see listening to this, but as you know, there's young people going over to the Jube, they love it. And they seem to enjoy it, and they smile when they're playing it, and that's what it's all about.
And you say it's successful in schools and with people of all ages.
Yeah, of course, you know, it's really simple, you know. With all due respect to what I've invented, it's a box which gives you a lovely sound out of it. You know, I put a microphone inside, you can play it acoustically, you can amplify it. There's a standard model which is mainly for schools, and there's a professional model for the people that have got a very special ear, you know, Courtney Pine, Carl Brazil, those kind of people are all endorsing it. Thomas Lang, one of the best drummers in the world, he's got his own Jube with his own logo on it. And yeah, it's all fun. It's hard to explain on the radio, but if I'm allowed to say my website, thejube.com, www.thejube.com. Have a look on the website. Yeah, unfortunately, you'll see my ugly face first and foremost, but if you just scan around the Jube website, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
So you see plenty of musicians are using it, you know, for their albums then?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been very fortunate that Courtney Pine, a saxophonist, used it on his last album. Royal Shakespeare Company use it when they're doing all their performances in Stratford. And I was very fortunate to do the NAMM show in LA, in Anaheim. And Stevie Wonder came over and started to play it. You know, I had a jam with Stevie Wonder for 5-10 minutes. And he took one, which was great, and said to me it's going to sound great on the next album. So I'm going to hang on to his every word.
So is the Jube now also, I guess, is it becoming popular in the football crowds as well, an instrument played during matches?
I wish.
Is it the new Vuvuzela?
Yeah, well, don't put it in the same, please, not in the same sense. It would. I think we'd be okay to get into the crowd, you know, because it's quite, it's 9 inches square, 12 inches 15 and 18 inches square, so I suppose you could do, but food security, I wouldn't imagine they'd allow it, to be honest, but yeah, it would work. In fact, the England team, actually, you know, the England, the Barmy Army,
yeah.
They have one, actually, so with the St George's flag on it. So hopefully we'll see it in the stands soon.
And what's the best thing you've heard played on a Jube?
The best I've played? Well, I played with Stevie Wonder. It's not going to get any bigger than that. I played when Stevie Wonder played. I've got two brothers over there, so it's my two brothers and Stevie Wonder playing the four Jubes. Had a bit of a jam with Stevie Wonder. You can't, you know.
If you could
ask for somebody to endorse your product, it'd be Stevie Wonder. So he's a genius, and you play the Jube, man. It's cool.
Well, yeah. So you still keep an eye on the Premiership and all. Who do you think's gonna win it this year?
Man United will win it this year.
Easy for them now, yeah.
No, easy's not. No, not easy. No, they'll have to keep their mind on the job. But we shall see. You know, unfortunately, Man City have taken their foot off the gas. A few bad results. Man United haven't. This stage of the season is when it counts, and Man United always come good when it counts.
And we're here with Train to Game. Are you a gamer at all? You play video games?
No, I don't. I'm not a gamer at all, actually. I'm more music and, well, mainly music, really, than anything else. So, yeah, I'm walking over to the Jube as you can hear it.
Do you want to play us out, then?
I'll play you out, if I'm at all.
Thanks, Dion.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.